Yeah. Tell me about it.
Once again, the only thing they can do is set the bounds. Oh, I understand. And my fucking pet peeve. I'm so interested to go. I'm so interested to go through that. That is like my pet peeve. You don't know how many times I've been there. Like, the people who are like good friends and shit. They'll try to give me that food there. I'm so interested to experience that. Get the fuck away from me.
Or I totally understand. So real quick, guys, this is your boy Aura. We got Weed Man in the house.
420, motherfuckers.
Yes, happy 420. So we got a couple issues to go on real quick before we head into what we really want to head into. So one, I really want to give a shout out to the community, to Adobe's, to the colored people, you know, to the Black Panthers, all of them motherfuckers. We got another racist motherfuckers that serve justice today. And as good as that sounds, that should not be our end goal. We should be locking up all these racist motherfuckers one after another. So do not stop fighting. Keep doing your thing. And it's working. So congratulations, people. We changing the world.
Get up.
And it just so happened that this nigga get a sentence on 420. So yeah, we're going to be smoking... What's his name? Derek. Yeah, we're going to be smoking a Derek pack today. So I want y'all to grab a lighter.
Light this shit up.
Well, damn, can they grab the blunt first? You just skipping steps and shit.
Light this shit up.
Like Weed Man said, I light that shit up because he's so impatient. Get that racist motherfucker right in jail. I hope you get raped by a couple niggas. Full on niggas. Like on steroids on some type shit.
Viagra type shit.
Yeah. Tag team. I hope they destroy that booty. I hope he meet the booty warrior. That's who I hope he meet. The guy from Boondocks. I hope he tear that ass up with some jelly or some shit.
Oh, he gets no pleasure. It has to be raw.
Raw?
That shit. Woo!
Alright, let's put Ish Empire up his ass.
Okay.
Have him begging for it. Please.
Or a screw drop.
Ooh. Texas Chainsaw. Texas Chainsaw.
Well, I never seen that. But, you know, I said sick shit. Come on, I don't like that shit. I'm already in my head.
So, back to the podcast. We're doing a review on Wonder Witch, The Journey of Elena.
This is our shit.
Yes. You know I love that, man. Anyway, I'm putting Weed Man on something now. For once.
All of my time nose deep in a book. My favorite was a collection of stories about a witch named Decay. She would detail her journeys to faraway lands, and I was obsessed with her books.
Damn. I thought so too. That shit was on the entire shit. Anything else stick out to you?
Oh,
you talk about the main character?
Yeah.
Ellen? I mean, Ellen? Yeah,
like, that shit crazy how...
Ellen.
How she started off being like a sweetheart into like being conditioned because of that conditioned witch shit. Now she like, I see some of her shit.
Well, condition. It started with appearance because there was like, she's too perfect. She was passing her class with flying colors, so she never had an experience of failure. So that's what the mom reached out, well, the parents reached out to that one witch, and was like, hey, we pay you this amount of money if you can, like, do this specific lesson to our daughter. So after she did that, she broke down. Now, imagine as an adult, you never went through failure, and you experienced one for the first fucking time, and she broke down like that. So yeah, it's pretty fucked. But like you said, even being a perfect parent, can lead to like failure when it comes to like kids and shit. So I understand that part. Her becoming a harsh instructor, in some ways, you gotta have a firm hand. As much as I hate to say it, but I ain't trying to baby any apprentice or whatever if they trying to stay on the same level. And especially, she only got a week too at that, so.
I see why. Because it shows me like you're insecure.
And what, who?
Elena. So it shows her insecurities too. Like, trying to knock people off, like, the bullshit shit. Once you got it, you got it. Like, just like how, I don't know, I have, like, a different perspective of, like.
Oh, when she was saying, like, she was learning too quickly?
Yeah.
Oh, she was mostly, well, in my perspective, she was suspecting, like, what the fuck you been doing till I met you. Like, you know, everything I'm teaching right now, you been getting on hands on quick. So what the fuck you been doing this whole time?
Needing to teach you, but she might do that shit. And somebody like just directing her, so somebody directing you, just do it. You just be like, yo, you want to quit this shit, or you got that shit quit. So I don't know. You might show me how
to. So imagine like you coming to your job, this guy been here a little, I don't say like a full year. You just came here. You know on the computer, you know on the system and everything, and then it was like, you know, can you like help this guy show him ropes and shit? You're like, you've been here for a whole year, but okay, man. Teach you whatever. You're teaching him, and then you just gain that real quick. So you started thinking like, who didn't give you an opportunity? So it's like that.
But give the wind knock another try. Right.
There's a lot of dirty jokes, so I appreciate it. For the people that don't know, we went to podcast yesterday, but somebody fell asleep. He didn't deny it, so. Want some beans?
Well, now that you ask, maybe I have seen your brooch somewhere.
Oh, where do you think you saw it? I just knew a lovely lady like yourself would help herself.
Yeah, I was about to ask you a question on that. Go ahead, before you lose your thought.
I was going
to
say, it wasn't about this. It was one of those things where, I suppose, say her parents didn't do their part of her, like, felony shit.
That was a very interesting question. Like I said, someone that never experienced failure, and like we see how she is. Do you think she's very you think she hold herself high? Like she think herself like what's the word?
High confidence.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No.
In my perspective, I do believe that she do hold herself highly. Mm-hmm. And someone that hold herself highly and never experienced a loss before usually end up being toxic in some type of way, especially after going through our hardship. No witches wanted to accept her and shit, so she thinking like, oh, it must be a badass witch, like, you know, no one want to accept me, train me, because they're afraid of what I can accomplish and all that shit. I never failed once, bitch. So I think later down the line, I'm not sure how she would end up. I think she would still learn a lesson that better overcome herself if she was the type of person to like take her losses and evolve from it. So I think it would have came down to, like, either she would have met a rival that would have put her in her place, or maybe she would still came across the same mentor later down the line, and she would probably put her in her place or some shit like that. Or the third person possibility, she was ready to be a stuck-up bitch.
She doesn't come up to me like that.
What, a stuck-up bitch?
Yeah,
no, not now. But I'm saying she hold herself highly because she know what she's capable of. Like, it's like if you, like for you, like if you've been in, like you've been in spiritual and all that shit for a minute, so you'd be confident in whatever you're talking about. Like you wouldn't, if somebody just come in and be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, like, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean about her confidence. It's not in a bad way, but she's confident in herself. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know what, like, I experienced. I've been studying this shit. I'm confident in it.
Maybe you say something that I don't, because I'm trying to figure out, like, I feel her parents. passion for being a witch. Like, that's what I think. Like, that's why she's so passionate. Like, I see her passion. Like, yo, I did it at the first trial. Like, I'm passionate. Like, this is what you want to do. But going back to high confidence, even that witch bossing her around, but somebody got high confidence, they're not going to do that shit. Like, no, I don't like how you're doing it.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because she was only doing that in the field of learning. If it was more like if she would have started out testing her on her skills and shit, or whatever the fuck, and like, you know, while she was teaching what she was supposed to do, I think that would have showed the light of where her confidence was at. But she was only doing that chores and shit, just to, you know, get that approval of like her teaching her and shit.
Right, but she still felt some type of way. She didn't speak on it. So that's the sign of low self-esteem.
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's been committed for a month, though. Right. So, I mean, by the time that would have added weight for me. But I will say you are somewhat right, because I remember in the beginning of it, she was about to turn away. But, I mean, at the same time, that's a little confusing, too, because, like, she experienced a lot of loss. Like, you know, a lot of people. So, it's in the middle. I see where you're coming from.
That's what I said. Like, I see her passion for being a witch, but that self-esteem, she doesn't have that high confidence.
Mm.
Like, that's what I see, like, from her. Mm. Like, she's just passionate about, like, being a witch. But on the other shit, she was the bad of, like, a witch and shit like that. Just like her, she didn't even fight back.
But at the same time, you gotta be somewhat confident to travel on your own, though.
Because she's passionate about being a witch. She's passionate about that shit.
True.
Yeah.
True.
It's like you being passionate about something. You're not letting that shit go.
I mean, but if that was the case, you know, she could have ended up like the other girl. Like, she's passionate about, like, becoming a witch, but she don't have that confidence out to get it on her own.
She's still going though. It's the passion that keeps you going.
So my question I want to ask you, how would you feel about, like, if you were searching or trying to get some information
on my way? Yes, let's talk about it. It's right now. Yes, let's go.
And the motherfucker has that information, but and it directly involves you at that, but the motherfucker is expecting you to pay them to gain that information. How do you feel about that, and how will you go about that?
I just do it.
You would just do it?
Just in this world, I'm going to go back to this world, not anyway, but back to the real world. You can't get, like, from humans that I've experienced, humans always want something. So humans want, like, cash or something in return for the things that they learn to. Me, personally, I don't give a fuck. I'll give out the information, but that's just who I am, right? But, like, other humans, you got, like, they want something. If you want something, they got to get something, too. That's what I've learned about, like, humans that I've engaged with.
The world is unfair. You gotta let me finish. And you gotta play, and you always gotta play the game, whoever is in control of it.
I know that.
When it comes to information, you're not necessarily always gonna be in control of it. So depending on what she or what the person is asking me in return of whatever information, it depends on how I'm gonna react to it. If it's something that I could consider that's overwhelming the reward, I'm just like, all right, you want to see the other flip side of me. But it's in a reasonable amount. Yeah, I could just shove it, push it. All right, just tell me what I want, and this better be the correct information. Mm-hmm. You know, I would definitely come back for your ass.
Sound like crazy.
What?
Come back, like, to our world, not anyway, but, like, to our world, like, you see, like, you know, who you guys see me working with, like, how humans are. Because even, like, in an urban community, people, like, they struggle to tell you information about, like, LLCs and, like, creating your own shit. Like, they want you to pay for that. It's like, man, you don't give me the information for free. Like, let me build my way up. Let me build myself up. If I don't, like, really have much, you want me to give you, like, go to a seminar that for $300, $400, $500, you know?
Or, like, applying to some jobs, they will hide how much you would get paid, your salary base from you. Mm-hmm. And then in some places, they consider it, like, disrespectful if you ask for it or whatever. So I'm just like,
get it.
Fortunately, it's hard to remember. I'm sure. If only there was some way I could jog your memory.
You know, I think it's coming back to me. So this is what I saw happen the other day.
She knows that, like, this is her younger self, like, the innocence and, like,
A younger person act like me?
Yeah, like the younger you, like you see your younger self. Like, damn! Which, like, how would you go about that? Would you, like, give them, like, the hard shit that you didn't know? Or would you, like, do it, go another way? Is this a common shit?
If I was a witch, a supreme witch, that I could take an apprentice onto my list, I think that was something that would, mostly how I would go about, like, recruiting niggas. Because I'm just, like, most likely... Sadly, but most people that have a mentor have been taught, they go about teaching in similar ways they've been taught. Mm-hmm. And if you already remind me of me or whatever, fuck, like at least probably 80% guess exactly how it gonna go about you becoming my apprentice. Because if you like me with the same attitude and shit, like most likely I could go about training the same way how I went about training. Or at least communicate to you and ask you questions on like maybe how you feel about certain shit when I do it to you. Or like the hardship and everything. If you had my mindset, I'd be questioning you on it. Like, alright, I understand this is hard, but do you get the lesson? But I think, yeah, most likely that's how I go about recruiting motherfuckers. How about you?
You know, they not me. And I already know, like, how, I don't know, like, well, for me, because I was always a sweet kid, but I want them to be, like, tougher or harsher, and then they become a savage.
Another example is another color kid that been through the struggle. That's something that played into.
I was just thinking what I want them to be, like, because I feel like I understand that, but, like, my family, mom, and all that shit wanted me to be, like, a hard ass or, like, hard. So, because that was so soft and so rough. But then they made me savage. And then it's the other part, like, but I still want you to be, like, a sweet person. Just still teach them, like, just teach them about boundaries and teach them about, like, yo,
I would probably start a little group that started taking in orphanage kids that had the potential to be witches. I'd be like, hey, I changed your life, but the only thing you gotta do for me is give this in return to someone that's in need.
Wow.
Now, even though her betrayal was something like, other than just delaying her and when she ever gonna leave, how would you feel about that?
Shit, I don't trust your ass. You got some shit. Yo, and that's crazy. Acting like they're all dippy and shit. Yo, fuck that. That's crazy. But you know exactly what you're doing? Wow.
Now, my answer is a little biased. But if she was like a little bad bitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, alright, I would probably put on a slime. If it was a nigga, though, I would probably have been a little harsh or whatever, fuck, but not too harsh. Because I'd be like, only thing you really done is prevented me from leaving this town early as I should. You really haven't fucked me over too much. But all that teaching and shit ends here. Good luck with your witch study or whatever, fuck. Give that answer if she haven't experienced that lesson about failure and shit.
I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
Was it failure that me and her went out there, or was it like her traveling along the way? I'm like, oh shit. Like, I really want to be a witch, or I really want to accomplish this thing, and I'm alone doing this shit.
Well, the way how the witch put it, like, you shouldn't deal with shit if you don't like it. And after, since then, she haven't been dealing with shit if she don't like it.
Oh, yeah, that's setting the boundary. Mm-hmm. That's what they turn up the scene. Mm-hmm. That's what I can see. Her just keep tolerating all that shit. It's just like, but you don't want to do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said she don't have high confidence in herself.
Mm-hmm.
But her wanting to process being a witch or having that, like, title, she'll put balls out for it. She'll fucking suffer for it. That's mm-hmm. powerful shit.
That's commitment right there.
Is she that passionate? I'm in the same type of time, and I'm really passionate about, like, healing the community. Mm. I already know. And if I gotta rock alone or whatever the case may be, I'll do that shit. Yeah.
I'm very, what word you use? Committed?
Yeah, dedicated.
I'm very committed to an easy life. Mm. Like, as soon as, like, something was starting to come draining, like, I automatically start to detach myself from it.
I'm so bad.
That's why I couldn't really fuck with jobs that could, like, expect me to be there every day on time. And then some jobs had to put on extra hours for you on, like, mandatory.
Yo, I understand that. You got you fucked up. That's bad. Mm. Mm. Mm.
Listen, I'm
first watched her scene, I thought she was like, even if I had the money, I'd suck some dick. Forgiveness.
So, we spent our last night together. I covered
her as much as I could. I'm not sure. That was just like an extra scene, I guess, but he's the owner of the hotel. But, the one thing I wanted to point at, learning forgiveness for, like, certain situations is very key. Not everybody all deserve your forgiveness, but some people, when they get that shit, they do become a better person or, like, thrive. in certain situations, so that's very key.
Lying there, Zaya looked so fragile and helpless. It's strange. But deep down, she reminded me a lot of my past self.
Oh, shit.
Another thing I want to point out, I want to give this show a congratulations. They're writing a woman character correctly. Like, it's none of that nonsense. It's not, oh, she dependent on somebody or some shit. She getting on her own and by her own effort. So I'm going to give that a shout out. And congratulations to any woman that's out here that's doing your shit. Congratulations. This is what I see as an independent woman right here.
6 months have passed since that day. I've continued my journey, and I'm now visiting a country far from the land of mages. Oh, they released the latest magic exam results. The article that I read revisited a young girl's days of anguish, but also all of her hopes for the future. It mentioned her sister, her run-in with a traveler, how a hat gave her the courage to keep fighting alone, and finally become an apprentice witch. It said, when I become a full witch, I'm going to go see the traveler that I love. I'm waiting patiently for you. One day we will meet again. Zaya.
How you like that?
That was beautiful, man. Mm. Shout out to the... I gave her the courage, gave her the steps, because nothing's even bad. That shit's powerful, man. Like, you know, like, use my life. Like, it hurts and all of it. You gotta go through process, and she started doing her thing.
Mm.
That shit's powerful. Love that shit. I'm not even seeing people write it. They what the fuck, man? I like this shit. How many episodes?
12.
And only got one season?
Yes.
Of course.
It's always the good shit with one season.
Right, always the good shit, but
no, I was talking to you.
I know you
wasn't. Yes, the fuck I was. We men don't want to be taking my invitations to certain animes and whatnot. But almost each anime I've been handing you been a hit after a hit after a hit. So he calling me a submissive bitch. Okay, if you dominate, then find some fucking anime for us to watch and talk about, huh?
This shit Japanese. Shut the fuck up,
Is a whole Japanese crew? Is a whole Japanese crew?
One person.
Oh, one person? Let me see.
Oh, of course it makes sense.
What?
The author and the writer don't
have a picture. Oh, she's 27?
27. That, I knew it. Seems too deep. See? It's too deep. Because the mayor older people ain't talking like that shit.
Mm.
That was really shit.
I think when older people, I think their mindset is everything. Present, and by present I mean like what they can see with their eyes. I don't think they can necessarily see the bigger damage and or the bigger picture.
Heavy.
Let alone the future, I would
heavy.
Say.
That's that shit. You know, I'm thinking about myself too, for people when we have my talks about music and shit is so cool, you know, we feel that's how we felt about our music.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I was just like, no. I mean, like, cause the only difference is our shit wasn't a trend. It just got popularized because people were sharing it as a passion. But now, all the music and shit, people just listen to it as a trend. Like, oh, you gotta listen to the hot shit. You gotta listen to this. Like, even when a playlist, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, you got nothing but hit songs on this shit. Like, it's nothing that I'm like, oh, alright, I know I haven't heard this on the radio once. Like, none of that shit.
Yeah, it's true. Y'all
ain't
no picture. It's only a picture of
Twitch. Okay.
That makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking heavy on here,
but drinking better. Cancel culture.
Damn, a Japanese shot to that. Let's keep going.
All right, episode 3. The girl as a pretty as a flower / bottle of happiness. Now, from this, I have related to one half of this.
I'll just have to
Because the other half is mostly fantasy world or some shit. But I guess you related to it. Maybe a little bit more than me. But the other half, I definitely relate to. I'm going to touch on that. But this first part, I think is for you. But the flowers are already, the green grass, the nature, the mountains, the sky. We men just want to be roll up and smoke. That's what he's saying. Which, her fucking mentor go by, like, Stardust or some shit. Why that response mean so much to you?
Did you just hear her?
Mm-hmm.
Let's rewind
back. We got to wind back? We got to wind back for the two times? For the two times.
Like, did you hear this shit?
She said it doesn't actually belong to me.
What that shit?
Excuse me? Oh, hello there. Are you the one in charge of tending to these flowers? I don't know that anyone's actually responsible for them. I just come here because I enjoy being around.
Go ahead.
Nothing belongs to us humans. Period. Drop the mic.
Anything with a natural process doesn't belong to humans.
Period.
Land doesn't belong to no one.
She's attending to them because she just enjoys them. So since she enjoys them, she's going to nurture them and leave them alone. Trees, nurture them, give them water if it hasn't rained in a while. Leave them alone.
Don't start fires randomly.
Don't fuck.
Create pollution and drop it onto the nearest water source.
That shit. She that shit. She also is a tourist. So shout out to, I don't know if
I'm... Which, I'm glad this came up because in a recent event, now... People are worried and trying to communicate to the factories and shit because they said if you continue on this route... Next year is going to be the worst year for natural disasters and shit. So right now, that is in the discussions right now.
Shit.
So I would like to say we should be making a big move to be green friendly for around the whole fucking globe. Two, I just like how, you know, nobody can find jobs and nobody can find this and that, but recycling shit should be a fucking job. You would have think we would already be hiring people to collect this trash and make sure that we can either recycle it or it can be properly disposed of.
And plant trees
instead of just dumping that shit in the ocean, but then yet we still fish in the fucking, you know, that whole conversation is just...
That's the whole thing, right?
Right.
Because then, like, who would possibly... trash, recycling, whatever in the ocean.
First of all, we're not living in a man cave. If we thought it was dumb of people back in the day throwing bodies and shit into the water source or shitting near the water source and everything, getting diseases and shit, we think that's dumb. But leaving 100,000, millions, billions, trillions of trash that we're still producing more of just to be in the same fucking place, but in the ocean. Which I'm not sure if it was a conversation or it had started, but they were sending, it was either a conversation of sending trash into space or they was already doing that, sending trash into space, which we already do that as well. Every time a spacecraft goes into space, it breaks apart and it just floats around Earth and shit. So we tackling, we already being wasteful and shit in space as well. It seems like everywhere we go, we just...
White
people. Yeah, them. Yeah.
Just do some. Who would fucking put shit up in up there? Who would put it in the ocean? Who would put it up there? Who is running this shit? They gotta be idiots.
Honestly.
Like, they gotta have just.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the way how they're getting moved and the way how they're just getting exposed, like. How come, nobody really want to point this out, but how come everything that the way how this world that you built is failing? Everything falling apart. Everything we was doing was the wrong fucking way. Clearly,
like the way how we used to believe in how growing crops and shit, we had to learn that there's certain preparations and shit that you have to do with growing crops and shit. You just can't just grow and grow whatever, and then the soil gonna die, which is kind of funny. I never thought something that's not alive can actually fucking die. But yeah, so they're just learning like the way how we do things in life is wrong. Another habit that I would say that we have as a whole, as a humanity, our greed for things is very troubling.
Tell
me. Like, can someone explain to me, have you discovered one species that we didn't try to put it on our plate or as a pet?
The fuck? You tell me, humans.
We shouldn't allow people to have their own mini zoos and shit. Mm-hmm. Actually, zoos shouldn't be allowed anyway, in my honest opinion.
No, I know. Yeah, we know the monkeys, so we know. I never knew monkeys could do that. They be showing me ads and shit on purpose.
Yeah, throwing shit at people.
They showing me ads and shit, mad as shit.
And be throwing shit at people.
I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Fuck them up if you need to. Because they acting like you putting them in cages and shit, like it's a shit show or like they're a show and they looking around.
Hella pissed. And it's like they put together that people just come in here just to view. Now, imagine how much hatred they holding and waiting, daring for a motherfucker to jump that gate.
That's how they fucking up.
And then, you know, after that person suffered a loss or some shit, dumbass, they put the animal down like it's his fault. Like, he went out of his cage or some shit. Like, the fuck? And it's mostly white people. But I just like how the fact, like, the animal... Yo, that's a proven example, just like us. If we were to take out a racist motherfucker that, you know... started the shit, he jumped over the gate, got fucked up, whatever. Now we gotta suffer with the consequences because of a white man action.
The fuck?
Fuck that.
Like, that shit was being just right. She's just stung my heart.
Mm.
She's shit.
Mm.
Let's keep going.
So I love to smell flowers while basking in the sunshine. It's amazing how many different kinds there are, especially if nobody's cultivating them. I can see why you like it here. Your lovely brooch means you're a witch, am I right? If so, may I ask for a favor of you? Of course, I'll do whatever I can. Would you mind taking this bouquet with you to the
pet shop
you're about to enter?
No.
I don't mind delivering it for you, but who am I supposed to give it to? Anyone you want. What's important is that someone sees how beautiful these flowers are. I believe I understand. You want me to advertise this flower field for you? Or am I mistaken? Is that all
right? Oh, yes, I'd be happy to. Blessings and safe travels to you. These are so lovely. I'm off to share the joy. Farewell.
Where do you think you're going?
Hey! Stop! I told you to stop!
What business do you have with me?
Are you a traveler?
As if you can't tell by looking.
What's with that bouquet of flowers?
Certainly nothing that concerns you.
I want to see.
Hey, wait!
Where did you get this?
It's none of your concern, and I don't appreciate your interrogation. Now give it back to me!
Hey, what's going on here? I'll take care of this. You go take a break, son. Look at these flowers closely and the shawl they're wrapped in. Don't you think they look like...
I said take a break.
Did you not hear me? You need to get some rest.
Hey, he's fucked up. Give me my damn flowers.
Wait. Give me back my bouquet.
There's only so much disrespect you can deal with at once.
Yo.
Sister recently went missing. He's been quick to anger ever since.
The fuck?
Honestly, I'm gonna be like, that has nothing to do with me.
What the fuck is wrong with
Please allow me to properly dispose of the flowers.
Go ahead, attack. Wait, you got a bomb? You mean your pipe?
Hmm?
Hmm?
I mean, which one do you think I should do? The top or the bomb?
Listen, I won't say. It's not like you get high as shit with all the paper.
So
Mm-hmm. Which one gonna put you to sleep fastest? Get the pipe.
The bomb?
Pipe.
Yeah.
Keep calling it bomb, but it's a pipe. Too. That's why I said you gotta learn for like, you know, just be a bigger person at some events.
It didn't bother me. Not much anyway.
Where she was able to be a bigger person?
Please allow me to properly dispose of the flowers. I apologize profusely, but they're actually not permitted in our country.
Why? What do you mean?
Those flowers are poisonous.
But how? Nothing happened to me.
Of course not. You're a witch. There is magic in them that will make people who can't use magic lose their minds.
But you're certain it's because of these flowers?
Oh, yes. The instant people see them, they are mesmerized, almost seduced, and can't stop staring. They head to where they bloom, and then themselves become nutrients for the plants.
I see. I understand now why you'd want to dispose of them.
Is there something wrong?
I'm very sorry. You're free to go. I think he fucked up for doing that. So, if you would have found out that your garden is like that, and let's say you're a witch. Let's say you're a witch, so you're not affected by that garden or whatever. Will you still tend to, or will you still care for it and everything? Okay.
That would be my power.
That would be your power?
That would be my power.
Okay.
Your motherfucking mind communicate.
Still be
that's the other me and other witches.
So on a plant on its own, it can defend itself against regular humans. You come into play when like humans that can actually threaten it. So you would be like Ivory in this world.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Ivory, my motherfucker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially up at Harley Court. That was my fucking baby. They killed them right in the bed. It was the fucking shit.
Me and Weed Man waiting for a third season. So if y'all need some, like, you know, some people to watch it early on, give their reviews and shit on it.
Can you do that? That'd be
a right? Thing. Yo. Tell people, I need y'all to share this shit. Share Anonymous Geek Squad. Have us out there so we can start doing reaction and shit to like early on access of shit. Cause we be there for y'all and giving our some real opinions. But anyway, honestly, I would coexist with that. I would probably make that shit my backyard, whatever the fuck. I'm like, do you boo boo shit. As long as you don't kill my pets or whatever fuck, or try to attack me, we're good. Plus, I would use it as the opportunity to scare people off my land.
That's the what? You found it. It's not like me. Like,
well, not even my land, but the area around that.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing do sucks when the plant gives way into people. Do you want me to explore that, or do you want to see it? I'm gonna tell you how the plant feeds and everything. Do you just, yeah, it's gonna show you. So yeah, all right.
You drink cranberry?
No. Vegan.
You can make smoke bombs out of that shit. And since the plant is coexistent, it looked like it seems like it wanted people to spread their flowers around. So you can probably be tending to it and working with it. Like, hey, let me take some flowers here and there, make some smoke bombs, and just throw it at people.
Damn, I ain't trying to be killing the people. I'm just like,
I mean, it's self-defense. And plus, you won't have to worry about burning. Like, how else you going to get the potion? Because, like, you got to burn it for it to work. Like air, and then they have to touch it, smell it, or some shit for it to be in contact. Plus, the plant is willing to give you these flowers and shit. What it seems, because so far you haven't attacked her yet.
First of all, this whole fucking aesthetic is lit, because is that like from plant bombs and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is sexy. What's that plant bombs?
You've become so beautiful.
So, if you was just a regular being, would you willing give yourself up? Would you, if you were just a regular human being, would you willingly give yourself up to this plant?
But what's gonna happen? Like, am I gonna, like,
the plant is feeding off of you.
So I'm gonna die.
Yes. But you would look like that.
Yeah, that's your cool.
Like, you would be like a rose of your last stash or however you was eating. So the plant kind of create like zombies and shit.
It's corny.
I'm
sure they could have just had like vines and
I mean, how else is going to like keep its nutrients? I mean, a plant can be a predator too, but this is really a plant that can be a predator to humans, which I like. Because like, yo, humans is so unfair. We the only really thing that really involved while everything around us having. That's the only reason why we haven't got put in our place yet. Especially if humans being tossed and shit, you know. I would like to see nature being around.
That part is the most.
Now, I'm not sure. I'm not sure in this world if men also have the capability of being of having powers and shit as well. Mm-hmm. So far, it seems like only women can be witches. So I'm not sure how that would come into effect for us. But shit, in that universe, I hope I am a female. I said, in that universe, I hope I would be a female. Should this be have that chance to be a witch or whatever? What the fuck I want to be a regular human for?
That's true.
I've seen people flying around me, shit, doing awesome shit. Or just being a victim of, a, like, a plant like that. Just because I have no fucking magic.
This is a stop on my journey. And you?
I'm out here on a quest for happiness.
I see. What's that?
It's a bottle I use to capture happiness.
But how do you capture it?
When I see people or even animals feeling joyful, I turn that joy into magic. Then I store it all in this bottle.
So that means you're trained in the art of using
Oh, so man can, yes, man can use powers. All right, so yes.
Yeah, that's more or less it.
May I look inside?
No way. If you were to open it up right here, all of my hard work would slip right out. I've been gathering these precious treasures for a very long time to give them to a girl I like. What? Is that bad?
No, I'm a bit moved by your words. It reminded me of a book I read in the past.
Oh.
Yes. For the sake of his wife who is sick and homebound, Osmond travels around the world. Maybe that's what happened. So tell me a little bit about this girl you like.
Well, she's a servant named Nina, whose housework for my family. But every day when I see her, she looks a little unhappy, so I wanted to cheer her up. I think there's enough in here to make her smile, at least I hope.
Yes, let's hope. So, you were testing the feelings of plants?
Yep. I wanted to see if I could get any happiness out of them, but I failed.
Has anything stand out to you?
A lot has, but you know, let it play out.
You'll let it play out.
Little side eyes and shit.
Mm. What are we having for lunch today?
Sorry, the village chief requested fish. So grilled fish with a little salt.
Since we have a guest, can you whip up an extra portion? He'll stay, right?
Yes, and thanks for having me. I only need a small amount of food, though.
Yes, of course.
But hold on a second, you know? After we're finished with lunch, I'd like to give you a present.
Who is that?
The disrespect.
Wait, a present for me?
Yep. You're going to love it.
Please, that's really not necessary. And it might make the village chief very angry with me.
Nah, don't worry. Everything will be just fine as long as I talk to Father.
I'm afraid.
Fine. Then I'll make it a direct order. You will accept my presents, understood? That way it's my fault.
I can help you with preparing lunch.
Don't be ridiculous, Miss Witch. You're our guest. We'll handle the food.
Yeah, help her, man. You bring the fuck out of here.
What's this? It's not often we have guests.
Hello there. Are you the village chief?
Indeed.
I'm a traveling witch. My name is Elena. Nice to meet you.
My, what a polite young lady. Please, make yourself at home.
Right. What?
Mm-hmm. Sizing her up.
this Reagan immature? The fuck is this?
This is the real world. If you could be targeted by anybody, no matter your age, you should be learning this shit. We should normalize and seeing shit like this even as a kid.
It's ready. Sorry for the wait.
When he says she'd be into a beautiful woman, is he saying that for himself or is it for his son?
I know you're asking that shit.
This is a real question.
I fuck with that pervert.
No. I'm asking the question. When he said what he said, she's going to be turned into a beautiful woman. Is he saying that for himself? For himself? I think so as well.
No, but that's seductive. You hear the tone and everything. She'll turn into a beautiful woman. Like, that shit is like seductive. That's that. Yeah, get that shit out of here. He ain't say that to his son. Like, she'll be a perfect fit for it.
Or a beautiful bride.
Yeah. He was straight to, she'll be a beautiful woman. And after I've seen his ass out, I was like, that nigga is perfect.
Yeah, I wonder what did the wife leave?
Tell you what, she's better.
He knows the story. But Emil has never been the sort of boy to care about whether a person is asleep or not.
Yeah. Hey, Nina, where should I put the big clip?
Boy, can't you watch what you're doing, wench?
Yeah, that's the clearest, like, anime water I ever saw in my fucking life.
Oh my. Thank you so much. I'm sorry you had to see our disgraceful behavior, but I appreciate you fixing our porcelain. Go off, don't you want to thank our guest?
I'm terribly sorry. You don't need to apologize.
She was staring right in his eyes when he was doing that shit.
Now that I think about it, I bet Nina is feeling pretty downright about now. you had something that could make her happy.
That's a great idea, Miss Witch. You might be a genius.
Agreed, but feel free to praise me even more.
I'm just gonna wish you were the right to fit in with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Remember earlier when I said that I had a present for you?
Yes.
Well, prepare to be amazed. You see, it's a bottle filled with happiness.
That's happiness.
Yes, I used my magic to capture the happiness of various people I found.
Other people's happiness? Using magic?
Mm. You'll only get to see it once, so look carefully.
I'll let that finish on before I get into it. To get out. Yeah. Why the fuck is on his shadow like that? Like, yeah. While hers is fading away, but his shadow stay dark or whatever the fuck. And then when she was telling the whole story, like, kindness can be sometimes unintentional weapons or whatever the fuck. Like, him showing it, I think that broke her. Mm. I don't think that did as possible as it was. Especially if you don't know how deeply his father is, like, fucking her up. So the last thing that she just, you know, probably just toughened out, like, you know, I can deal with this. And then just seeing all that happiness and shit, just like, damn. But there is a possibility, or maybe, that did, like, you know, soften the blow, but I don't think so, because, like, she didn't really engage saying goodbye. She didn't really put her head up, and then they didn't even show her face, really, as well. So, you think it's a strong possibility that something bad happened?
Oh, yeah. Especially when he talked about the other story, it just deepened the other woman's depression.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, she depressed, and when she even said, me happy, she got that trick or something, not to my younger self. I didn't know shit about her.
Mm.
And leaving that as a cliffhanger. Now she know I don't like that shit. She'll whoop the writer's ass for this shit.
But that's another thing that we're not used to. We so used to motherfuckers just handing shit to us as well. We don't know how to. We forgot the feeling of like cliffhangers and shit.
I don't like that shit.
But
then you know why? Because the shit is uncertain.
Now my only thing is it can be a cliffhanger, but as long as you come back to it. I hate when shit ends off in a cliffhanger. Wait, hear me out. I hate when shit ends off as a cliffhanger, like in the season or some shit, like a TV show, and then it get canceled. Yeah, now that's the shit I hate. Or like they never come back for another season or some shit.
Or they go back to season and they never go back. So now it's you just in your head like you always wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like damn, if you would have finished it off, like what would have happened?
But you know what? I'm also wondering that thing. You think it's like it's freedom in that.
Mm.
You can think whatever you want to think. You can think like, so it's left to you, like, was it negative or it could have been positive?
Mm. So like, what did you take from it?
Yeah, fucking with my mental.
My naive younger self would probably look at it like, alright, that probably would have led to them building a relationship after that.
Right?
Not necessarily, like, because even if you do give it a chance to free somebody, that, like, what her father did to her, that might, you know, be repulsive towards you as well. Like, nigga, like, I was forced to be with y'all. Like, even though you saved me from this, like, lifehood or whatever the fuck, you promised me happiness, I don't necessarily want to be with you either. You know, shit like that. Or, we know throughout history, a lot of victims that experience rape end up becoming gay.
Yeah. Like, gay and also, like, just traumatized. I don't even think they'll ever have sex with somebody else.
Hmm. Hmm. Was there something else? I think there's also a possibility of the father forcing his son to marry somebody else. He probably gonna marry his son off to somebody to force him into a marriage or some shit. There we go. I actually can see that happen. If he, like, he already took a lot of interest in her. She cook, clean, do whatever he say. He probably forced his son upon her. So I can really see him marrying him, his son off onto somebody else. And just be like, yeah, you already got your hands tied. And yeah, she stuck with me. I can see that as a possibility as well.
That seems
awfully
fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.